415 Slide American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo M. Frank, 383. A man named Mr. Kelly, who rode on the same car with Hollis, the same car that Hollis claims, or Matthews claims that he rode on, knew the girl, knew Matthews, and tells you, and he's unimpeached and unimpeachable, and there's no suggestion here, even if you set the evidence of Epps and McCoy and Kendley aside, upon which an honest jury can predicate a doubt that this man Kelly of the streetcar company didn't tell the truth when he says that she wasn't on that car, that this man Matthews says she was, and she went around, because I rode with Matthews, and I know her, and I know Matthews. And Mr. Roser says that he doesn't care anything about all this medical evidence. He doesn't care anything about cabbage. I'm not going back on my raising here or anywhere, and I tell you, gentlemen, that there is no better, no more wholesome meal, and when the stomach is normal and all right, there is nothing that is more easily digested, because the majority of the substances which you eat take the same length of time that cabbage requires. And I tell you that cabbage, cornbread, and buttermilk is good enough for any man. I tell you, gentlemen of the jury, that Mr. Roser's statement here, that he doesn't care anything for that evidence of Dr. Roy Harris about this cabbage which was taken out of that poor girl's stomach, is not borne out by the record in this case. It wouldn't surprise me if these able, astute gentlemen, vigilant as they have shown themselves to be, didn't go out and get some doctors who have been the family physicians and who are well known to some of the members of this jury for the effect that it might have upon you. Mr. Arnold, there is not a word of evidence as to that. It is a grossly improper argument, and I move that that be withdrawn from the jury. Mr. Dorsey, I don't state it as a fact, but I am suggesting it. Mr. Arnold, he has no right to deduce it or suggest it. I just want your honor to reprove it, reprimand him, and withdraw it from the jury. I just make the motion, and your honor can do as you please. I am going to show that there must have been something besides the training of these men, and I'm going to contrast them with our doctors.